This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The polls have closed in today's Iraq's parliamentary election. Turnout was reported to be strong despite mortar and car bomb attacks by insurgents bent on disrupting the vote. At least 38 people have been killed and scores are injured. Today's vote was closely monitored by the United Nations. Ad Melkert is the special representative of the UN Secretary General to Iraq and head of the UN mission in Baghdad. He's on the line. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hello.
Hello. You visited several polling stations today, Mr. Melkert. Where did you go, and what was the mood among the voters?
I visited, first of all, Kirkuk, which, as you know, is a place with many, many political issues. And it was good to see that this time voters in Kirkuk had a chance to express their preference. They came out, I think, with quite great numbers. And what particularly struck me was the atmosphere that was calm, relaxed, and people also understanding the system, which was to an extent complicated. But they were well educated. They had benefited from the voter education and outreach that had taken place. And later in the afternoon, I went to Mansour, which is in Baghdad. And there it was actually striking to hear the general manager saying, "Yeah, we heard about the violence this morning, and unfortunately, I must say, so many people got killed in really senseless acts of violence. But," he said, "people anyway come because it's part of our Baghdad life that we just don't take that into account. We want to express ourselves," and there was a turnout of certainly higher than 50% at the time that I was there. So it was really very inspiring to see.
Have you received any reports or found any evidence of fraudulent activity today?
No, that is difficult to say. We expect certainly reports on that now that the polls have closed, and also complaints procedures will have started. All voters can fill in a complaint form this evening, and tomorrow, of course, more information will reach us. But for the time being, I really have a positive gut feeling about what has happened today.
Yes. Can you briefly tell us what the UN's role will be in Iraq after the election?
I believe there's a quite wide understanding that the UN can be very helpful in advising government and parliament on the social and economic strategic policies. Despite all the richness of the oil, there are many poor people, education system is in shambles, so a lot needs to be done there. And also politically, we are basically already engaging parties in preparing an agenda for addressing the issues between Arabs and Kurds, Kirkuk, oil revenues, disputed territories, that are important issues for the future stability of the country, and it may well be that the UN can also play an important role there, but of course to the extent that our Iraqi partners will see that as necessary and useful.
Ad Melkert is the UN Special Envoy to Iraq. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.